Hello, you guys. What is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Delaney.
Delaney, what are you doing here?
I don't know. What am I doing?
Dude, what the heck?
What? Oh my gosh.
Guys, Gwyneth and Becky are at it again.
Back at it.
If you guys don't know, I'm Becky.
I'm Gwyneth.
And we are roommates. That we are.
That we are roommates.
So, guys, welcome back to another episode of Gals on the Go. Today, Brooke is not here with us. She personally texted me and said, you and Delaney need to do another episode stat.
I'm so honored.
So here we are.
Back.
Cheers, baby.
Cheers.
So here we are. We're going to do this. If you guys didn't know, Delaney and I live together in Athens of the Georgias.
Yes, yes.
And, yeah, we met freshman year. Oh my god, do we have to say, like, do we, should we do that?
I think we kind of should, although we have different stories.
I know, it's like we're dating and it's like, oh, like, we have different stories of how we met. Can you just...
my story, wait, what's my story? Oh yeah, my story is this. I met Danielle at one of our socials, the second social of the year, I remember.
Yeah.
And then we were both trying out for Greek
Oh my god.
And I texted her to ask if I could ride in the car with her, and that's my story.
Wait, that's my story. That's my story. Your
okay,
story.
So my story is the social.
No. Your story is neither. My story is that I drove you to like tryouts and everything, and then we just started talking to each other. Your story is the Halloween thing.
Okay, yes, yes. That's how we initially made contact, is the Greek grind ride.
Yeah, so maybe we have the same stories.
But this was like, 2 months later after that, Danielle, out of the blue, texted me. Meanwhile, we weren't friends yet. Was like, hey, you want to dress up for Halloween together? And I was like, okay, who are you again? And yeah, that's like the real
then
story.
We decided to be boxers and we like went to the store together and bought like spandex and robes and stuff.
So cute.
And then I remember you told me that you like hiccups because they give you something
I
to
love
do.
Love hiccups. You know when you're just super bored and you hiccup and you're like, oh yes.
I don't agree with that, but I feel that way about sneezing, so.
I love sneezing too.
So, but yeah, that's how we met, and then we became really good friends because we both realized that, like, we just both had rough freshman years. Can I say that?
Yeah, we both kind of hated college freshman
year. Yeah, we both wanted to peace out.
And I remember Danielle told me, she was like, yeah, I've kind of had a rough semester, and I was like, wait, same.
It was so great. Like, I was just like, wow.
We talked about how miserable we were.
No, it was so nice because we both kind of thought no one else was feeling the same way. And then we were like, wait, you're miserable too?
It was great.
And then we bonded over that. We both like don't like to stay home too late. We're grandmas.
We are grandmas.
And then
we found a friend group.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's like we kind of became really good friends. And then she was really good friends with our friend Emmy. And then, like, I met Emmy through her, and she's met a ton of my hallmates, and then we, like, became friends with a ton of other girls and Katie, but we, like, were a unified front first,
yeah.
And then we, like, found more people.
Yeah.
And then last year, she lived in the sorority house, and I lived alone.
That sounded depressing.
But it was nice, because I'd, like, always hang out with her and stuff, and then this year, we're like, F it, let's live together.
We're already together 24/7 anyway, we might as well.
Might as well make it easy. And we renewed for next year.
Story alert! You can't get rid of me yet, guys.
So, this is so fun. I think we should do this at least once a year, if not more. This is so much fun.
We did this around this time last year.
Yeah, so a year later. You guys should go listen to that episode.
God, please don't.
Delaney's so self-conscious about that episode, I don't know why.
I just hate the sound of my voice on camera, so I'm probably gonna hate this one, too.
We have, like, double the amount of listeners as last year, too, if that makes you feel...
Oh, my God.
That's what it was.
I have stage fright.
It's so bad. I can't stop doing our voice, like the Gwyneth and Becky voice.
For those who are new here, me and Danielle have alter egos.
Becky.
And the voice will come out.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you. Basically, it came from, like, random stuff.
I have no idea where it came from.
We just can't stop talking in it, so I'm sorry if it really annoys you. But also, really quick, I just feel like we need to, like, do some recaps. I'm a fashion merchandising major.
Oh, yeah. I'm an advertising major with a certificate in legal studies.
I feel like that's it. We're both Kappa Deltas together. Mm-hmm. She's from outside of Atlanta.
Yes.
I'm from Tampa. We're going to do a full-on episode. She was like, wait, what do I need to prepare? And I'm like, oh, lowlights, highlights,
I know, I
current
have
favorites, goals
down.
For the week. So let's get into our highlights and lowlights.
Highlights and lowlights.
Okay, my low light is that the Patriots lost last night. I am from Boston originally. Love my Pats. They were undefeated and now no longer so.
That is very depressing. So I literally can't believe that.
I started watching the game last night and just it wasn't looking good, so I turned on something else, which is fine. Anyway.
Delaney, when I tell you guys, Delaney's a big Pats fan, like, has Converse with Gronk on them, right?
Yeah, rip Gronk to the Pats, but, but yes, big Pats fan, always root for them, sometimes more than the dogs, sorry about it.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, they lost, so that's very sad for me.
I wasn't here, and I was like, I saw a TV, and I saw the Pats were losing, I texted Delaney, she's like, yeah, that's why I'm not watching
it
right
now. I was like, please stop reminding me.
I just couldn't believe it.
I had three people texting me, you know, the Pats are losing. I was like, yes, I know, please stop. Tell me.
I like, well, because you were writing an essay.
An essay.
Also, guys, can I just say Delaney failed to tell me. Yesterday, Delaney's like, oh, I have to write this essay. Like, it's going to suck. And finally, I'm like, okay, let me just motivate Delaney and, like, ask her what her essay's about. Maybe get her excited. I go, so what's your essay about? She goes, oh, you. And I'm like, and you don't want to write it? What?
I just forgot to tell her. I'm an advertising major, and we had to write an essay about, like, social media influencing and, like, designing experiments around that. And I was like, well, obviously I'm not going to write about social media influencing without talking about my very own roomie. So
I
did
like,
that.
The fact that you were dreading that, and I had no idea. And then I was like, oh, what's it about? Oh, you, actually.
Well, I kind of forgot I was writing about you.
It was just silly.
It made it easier.
Anyways, Pats lost. I actually became a Pats fan ever since becoming Delaney's friend. Not even kidding. So a lot of UGA players, like, went there. So, we love that.
Love it.
All right. My low light is, so, this past weekend, Delaney and I traveled down to
Frat Beach.
Frat Beach, also known as the Florida-Georgia game, also known as St. Simon's.
The biggest cocktail party, also known as...
So many things.
So many things.
If you guys follow either of us on
Instagram.
The
best holiday.
Yeah, Frat Beach is just something else. I kind of explained it in last week's episode, but Delaney and I had both never been, actually. But anyways, yeah, it's kind of reversed because I'll talk about that in the highlight. But the low light was on Saturday, we went to the actual football game. And basically, Florida and Georgia were pretty close. So we meet in the middle instead of there being like a home team. So we met in Jacksonville, Florida, and we do that every year. Jacksonville, Florida, I don't know. It's just not the city for me, but that's another story.
It's not our city.
We were, after the game was over, after we won, we were stuck in the parking lot for an hour and 15 minutes,
like,
not even moving.
Not even exaggerating one tiny second.
I know. I don't even know how to emphasize that we are not exaggerating.
Like, we got to the car at 7:30 and straight up pulled out of it.
8:45.
8:45, 9. It was
awful.
Awful.
And then had an hour and 20 minutes drive after that. And our friends that took, like, a bus, they, like, left right away.
Our service wasn't working. No one in the parking lot was being very nice and, like, cordially. Which I tried to be, but Danielle was getting mad at me.
Delaney was not having it. I was like, well, I wasn't having it either, but, like,
okay,
Delaney
was driving.
Because I
was driving the car, and all my friends in the back are just like, let's play games. Let's, like, make the best out of it. And I was just so not in the mood. I was like, I'm so pissed off at the world right now.
I'm just not patient. You're not patient.
I am so
we
not
are
patient.
Not patient.
I'm so pissed.
When neither of us, it doesn't work well either, because when we're in lines together, it's like, one of us is complaining.
It is the worst.
Yeah, so I know that's kind of, like, bratty sounding, but that is my low light. Because, I mean, if that's my low light, that's...
It really put a damper on the night.
Yeah, because then we got back and we were all just so tired. Oh, yeah. And then we, like, we're just so tired and we went to bed. I'm sorry, guys. That was so annoying. So to tie it in, I don't mean to cut off Delaney. We discussed this before. I'm doing my highlight now because
yes,
it connects with...
Because we kind of have the same highlight, but because of that, I changed my highlight a little. So you go with your highlight, which is also my highlight.
Dynamic. So my highlight was... So we both were kind of... I don't want to speak for you. No.
We were
kind of... low-key dreading Frat Beach.
Me and Danielle are the kind of people who like to sit home in our sweats,
yes.
Watch O.J. Simpson all night.
We don't care to do the
social. We don't care to do social college things.
We do, just not, like, every day. Especially day stuff.
Yeah, day stuff is not fun.
No. Especially when you have to start at 9 a.m. That's, like, a no.
Yeah, so we were both dreading it, and your highlight is that...
We had so much fun.
We had so much fun!
We got Liddy! Actually, why did I just say that? Sorry. Not like we got Liddy, but we were Liddy. Like, we had fun.
We had fun. Lots of fun.
It was just like, We stayed with, like, a ton of our other friends. We all got this huge hotel room with, like, two bedrooms. And it just was, like, it was, like, truly camping, honestly. That's how Brooke puts it. And it's so true. Like, it's gross. Our hotel room looked like a frat house at the end of the weekend. Agreed. But it's fun. So on Friday, you basically, a ton of people just go onto the beach in Halloween costumes and just weird costumes and just all day hang out. Then Saturday, you go to the football game.
Should we say what we were?
Oh, totally.
So...
Tell them. Dot.
We were all, there were like 14 of us, 13 of us, and we were all different holidays. So I was St. Patty's Day.
I was Veterans Day.
Okay.
Feeling salty at mine. Well, basically. I'm not salty, but. No. Like, I can't really say I was Veterans. Like, I was Veterans Day for the photo. Like, all of us were holidays. Mine was just like a twofer. I was Top Gun with Ryan. And I was like, and then they made the plans for the holidays afterwards. I was like, oh, darn. And then someone was like, well, you could kind of count as Veterans Day.
Yeah.
So, like, thanks for including me.
Oh, of course.
Much appreciated.
No, it worked out because we had an Earth Day. We had a Columbus Day. But we didn't have Christmas.
Delaney was so angry.
No, we chose like, Christmas. You chose Earth Day over Christmas? Like, please.
Oh, God.
I did a montage of all the holidays, and everyone was like, where is Christmas? I was like, no one claimed Christmas.
I know. Ugh, that's so rough. Ugh,
another low light, I guess you could say.
But it was really, really fun. I met a lot of you guys, so that was cool.
Hey guys, hope you're loving the episode. I wanted to introduce a brand new sponsor to the show. We are so excited to have Mercari as a sponsor of Gals on the Go. So a little bit more on Mercari. I don't know if your home is like mine or apartment, but it gets cluttered with stuff you don't use anymore. So it's like clothes and shoes you don't wear that take up valuable closet space. I know this was a huge problem for me in college when I had limited closet space. You just have like old phones hiding in drawers or like toys and games that you're not using anymore. You guys probably get this or even just have some stuff that you have laying around that you just simply aren't using and it's literally just taking up space. So you can actually use an app to sell this stuff. It's called Mercari. Mercari is the selling app that makes it fast and easy to sell almost anything. It actually couldn't be simpler. You take a few pics of your stuff, add a description, and boom, your item is listed. Once it's sold, Mercari emails you a shipping label that you stick on and send it off, so you don't have to like meet up with people or like, I don't know, people do that, like it's kind of sketchy using things online, meeting up with people. Like, no, you don't even have to see these people face to face. You just send it to them. No meetups, no hassles. That's awesome. The app actually has over 500,000 reviews on the App Store with an average 4.8 star rating. Wow. So why not give it a try? Seriously, you guys, what are you waiting for? I know you've got stuff that you don't use, so you could sell it, ship it, and get paid with Mercari. You can find Mercari on the App Store or on Mercari.com. Mercari. Mercari, the selling app. Now back to the episode.
And yeah, and it was really nice because our hotel was on the beach. And like, I didn't really think about the fact that we'd get like, I don't know, being from Florida, I didn't realize how much just, like, standing in front of the ocean made me so happy. Like, I'd literally wake up in the morning, like, okay, guys, I'm just gonna go for a walk. Like, I don't know, it was just, like, really good for the soul. So it was a good weekend. The drive was kind of long. Fun. Delaney did most of the driving. She actually did all of it.
I did, absolutely.
You definitely did.
No, Danielle drove
I drove to the game, but that was an hour. Delaney actually in total drove 10 hours.
Oh my gosh, the thought.
So she was a warrior in that sense. Wait, so what's your highlight? Just all that.
Okay, so yes, that is my highlight as well. Oh. But to not be repetitive, I thought I'd bring a little humor into it. I discovered last night after writing my essay for 3 hours that Victorious is on Netflix. You guys,
snaps for Victorious.
You actually don't know how happy I was. Danielle walked in while I was watching it and she was like, are you okay?
She texted me in all caps. She goes, I'm like on the phone with my dad. Victorious is on Netflix. I repeat. Or something.
That is just like my childhood in a show.
No, it's crazy.
Like, and all like, those Nickelodeon shows, I was like, ugh. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm already in the middle of season 2. Yes, I started from the beginning. I started yesterday.
You're already on season 2,
it's
darling.
Very sad. I stayed up till at least 1 o'clock.
Oh, what? You crazy girl. I'm like, what is she gonna say? Like 12:15.
No, sorry.
I walked in and it was like, you don't have to be afraid to put your dream in action. Well, and I forgot Ariana Grande's in that. Like, that was weird.
With the red hair, yeah, it is kind of weird.
Crazy.
Such a good show. You know, it started in 2010. 9 years ago.
I feel very old.
I
right
know.
Now.
I was like, holy cow, I was 11 when that came on.
That's kind of cray cray.
That's really cray cray. Anyway, that's my highlight along the frat beach.
Perfect, yes. Overall, great weekend. definitely recovering now just from like the lack of sleep, lack thereof. I don't know.
Lack thereof.
And but yeah, the dogs won. That was really fun. And I'll probably go again next year.
Oh, absolutely.
Senior year, best year. Let's go. Oh, that was weird. All right, now let's get into our current favorites.
These are a few of my favorite things. Call myself one of my favorite things.
My favorite is a podcast.
And oh, it's not Gals on the Go?
Well, of course Gals on the Go. But guys, I am obsessed with the Views podcast. If you have no idea what that is, it's David Dobrik and Jason Nash's podcast. I listen to it absolutely nonstop. I started like...
Absolutely. I'm talking like very old episodes.
Like, no, I started from the most recent one like 2 months ago, and I've just been working my way back to the absolute beginning, like 2017 Views.
It's like so confusing. Yesterday she was like folding laundry and listening to when he broke up with Liza, and I was like, this is so confusing.
But it is so funny. You guys have to listen to it. It's freaking hilarious.
It is funny. And like how like he puts Natalie in it is so interesting.
It's so funny. And I just love funny podcasts because I love to laugh.
Do the children still laugh out there? Also, I have to note, Delaney has had her hood on this whole time, and I cannot take her seriously because you can't see her hair. She looks like the naked mole rat.
I'm wearing a light pink sweatshirt with a hood, and I look like Rufus from Kim Possible.
Rufus! Wait, I'm starting to wonder. Isn't Rufus the blonde boy? I think.
No.
Then what's the naked mole rat's name?
I have to confess, I've never actually watched Kim Possible. But I'm pretty sure the little mole rat is Rufus, no?
I'm starting to think that was... No, Ron? No, that's Harry Potter. Ron Weasley.
That is so different. I think it's Rufus.
You guys have to let us know in the Facebook group. Also, Delaney is more active in the Facebook group than I am,
guys,
and I can't
please
lie.
Talk to me in the Facebook group. I'm on Facebook
24/7. Delaney will engage with you.
I love being on the Facebook group.
I love the Facebook group, and I, like, hate myself. I just don't go on Facebook a lot. So, like, when I go on Facebook group, I'm so hyped, but, like, Delaney is so good at it. So if you want some engagement...
To confirm, Rufus is the mole rat. And
then
that is exactly what I look like right now.
That is exactly what you look like right now.
No, but I go on Facebook way more than Instagram. Say hi.
Say hi. No. Please. Everyone's going to start a thread. Hi, Delaney.
Please talk to me.
I love that for you.
Yes.
But yeah, I've listened to Views with Delaney a little bit, and I actually kind of like it. So my current favorite, I really struggled. I just feel like... Like, I just did a Things I'm Loving Right Now video, so definitely go watch that. But, I just got these new mini gold hoops from the M Jewelers off of Revolve. They're, like, $50. I'm really into them because I have a bigger pair of gold hoops. I wear them all the time in my videos. They're not huge. They're from Love AJ. And they're not big enough to sleep in. However, these I just purchased are a little bit smaller. But I feel as if I can sleep in them. And I just love the look of two gold hoops. I've got a double piercing.
I do like that.
Thank you.
Have you ever considered a third hoop? Or a third piercing?
I thought about it the other day, and then I thought...
I have three, did you know that? I just never wear three.
You just
three.
Never wear them. I thought about it, but I honestly, it was so painful. Like,
yeah,
I'm just not
it's
a...
really, I don't know. I did it because I was really into it, and now I'm like, oh wow.
Yeah.
It's so much work to put in three earrings
That's
each ear every day.
The thing. And like, when I got my piercing in January,
it's also hard
painful.
To find cute, like, studs and, like, small earrings for up there.
Up there. That sounded...
You know what I mean.
I do, thankfully. I always like the look of a cartilage, but I think that would hurt, like...
Oh, I have my cartilage, too.
What?
Yeah.
Do you not...
No, I have... It's probably closed up at this point.
It has to be.
I haven't worn it probably since I got to college.
Wait, this
I'm
is
I'm
going to
actually try that after this.
No, there's going to be blood everywhere.
No. My ears aren't, like, sensitive, really. It never hurt when I got my ears pierced.
You're such a warrior. I've been telling Delaney this. She's so strong.
I am so strong.
Like, I don't get it, but I want to understand. Now we're going to get into our goals for the week. Goals!
Awesome! Oh, wow!
So, my goal for this week, I wanted to challenge myself, because I feel like my goals are always, like, they kind of challenge me. This one, I really, really, really want to make this a thing. So, you know when, like, you're in the elevator with someone and you both are just in there and it's quite awkward. And you just, like, go on your phone or you look down or literally you look anywhere else but at them. Like, every now and then someone will be like, hey. And I'm like, that was kind of weird, but, like, that
like,
was
thank
sweet.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, like, we're literally in the same shoebox. Or, so basically, if I sit next to someone in class, like, I just want to, like, spark up more conversations. Like, I'm a very social person, but I find myself randomly closing down.
I mean, it's sometimes awkward just to do that to any random person.
Yeah, like, there's a time and a place.
There's a time and a place to be social. No, but...
But, yeah, so basically my goal is to just, like, make a new friend. Like, there's, like, people in my classes that, like, I'll, like... You know, like, when you're in class and, like, you don't have any friends in your class, but then there's other people around you that have friends or, like, whatever it may be. Or, like, I just, like, want to just... Like, obviously, like, I can hear their conversations. I just want to, like, chip in and pipe in and be like, oh, my God.
And they'll be like, who's the creep listening to our whole conversation?
But I don't know. I just think, like, my days get better when I actually talk to people.
No, the elevator thing is good. I'm always in the elevator with people, and it's so awkward.
It's so awkward. Because this has happened a couple times to you and me when we were in the elevator together, and we're awkward as heck, and then someone talks to us, and we're like, oh, shoot, we should probably respond.
Because it's awkward when, like, if you and me are in the elevator and we're having a conversation, and then you stop on a floor and someone else comes in, you feel like you have to pause the conversation.
Oh, totally.
Maybe, like, include that person.
So if I can rush. So, this is Delaney. We were just talking about... Could you imagine?
We were talking about what we were going to have for dinner tonight. What are we having for dinner tonight?
Should we do that tomorrow, I think?
Honestly,
yes.
Honestly, maybe.
And then we can update them. Could be funny. Anyways, so what's your goal?
Okay. My goal is a little weirder. Some of you sorority college girls can relate. We have a semi-formal on Friday, and my goal is to find a boy to take on semi.
Woo! Woo!
It is a constant struggle. If you are a single gal, you can relate. Yeah, that's my goal, is to find a boy to take on semi.
That is so hype. I think that I'm really excited for you. See, here's the thing. Delaney, I'm going to say something. Delaney doesn't realize how beautiful she is. She's a tall, blonde model. Like, she's a model, guys. I don't know if you guys know this.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's always, like, wanting to just take a friend. Okay. And which is so much easier. And, like, I get it. Like, if I didn't have a boyfriend, we used to struggle about this together.
Yeah.
So, like, I get it. But it's also, she doesn't think that she's worthy of some of these guys that she, like, thinks are cute. And I just need everyone to hype Delaney up because... She just doesn't get it.
I just get awkward, especially I've not met the guy before. It's so weird to be like, hey, I know we've never spoken before, but you want to go on a date with me? Like, a date night with me? I don't know. It's just weird. I miss having Danielle, too.
I know. No, we definitely... That was very nice. Like, I feel bad because we used to literally bond over it. Like, I feel like I actually used to get more nervous than you. You wouldn't...
Oh, yeah.
I would overthink. I'm like, okay, yeah. Like, what do I do when I see him? Like... You're I don't know.
No, yeah. It's okay. We'll find someone. Updates to come. Wait, Danielle will let you guys know next week if I went on semi with a boy.
I really just want you to just bring... The thing is, Delaney needs to find a tall guy. Like, that's what she deserves.
Yes, I'm a very tall gal, and if you're tall, you know the struggle is real to find someone tall enough.
I actually think you should take... So, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. After further review.
Okay.
Unless...
Updates to come.
So, we'll see. Maybe she'll post an Insta. Follow Delaney. Delaney Ooh. Furry on Insta. I feel like you don't ever post Instas with guys.
Instagram. No, that's so weird to me.
Yeah, I guess. That's kind of weird.
Anyway. Pray for me.
Pray for Delaney. Hashtag GoFundMe. Find Delaney. If any of you have some cute brothers or boys in the Athens area.
If anyone goes to Georgia, Athens area, please let me know.
Seriously.
I'd love to take them on a date night in the future.
Slide in the DMs. Yeah. That's the tea. Wow. So we finished the full-on first segment. Now we're getting into the fun stuff. Guys, okay, so y'all came through.
I'm so nervous. Can I ask the first question, please?
Of course, my God.
To alleviate the pressure.
So, alleviate. That just sounds like a weird word. So, I posted on Gals on the Go podcast Instagram. You guys should follow us, Gals on the Go podcast, on Instagram. For you guys to submit questions. This is honestly going to be a fully question-based episode just because... I mean, we could just sit here and talk, but, like...
All day.
Like, I mean, maybe... I don't know. That could happen in the future. But a lot of you guys have been asking. We're probably going to do a video, too, on my channel. Because everyone has, like, roommate questions. So you guys submitted literally so many. Like, we'll never get through these all. But we're just going to get after it. Delaney insists on asking the first question, so...
Yes. Let me see.
I don't know. A lot of people... Like, I think people are very intrigued by, like... I don't know. Everyone, like, has questions.
Okay, first one I see with my little eye. How did you know that you and Delaney would be good roomies?
Oh my God. Okay, so...
Was there a part of you that was like, ooh, I would not want to live with her because blah, blah, blah?
No. Like, I'm a very...
So...
I'm very sure of that. No, I'm a very we both are very thoughtful people, I feel like, and we wouldn't, we're smart enough to, like, if we thought it would ruin our friendship, I feel like we wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Like, sure. We've traveled, we've done so many trips together.
Traveling with someone is the best way to tell if you're compatible to,
yeah,
like, be with them for a long time. And we travel so well together.
Yes, we travel so well together. We make each other laugh. We can sit in a cardboard box.
We always say that.
But I think it was, like, I don't know. I think just, like, it was because we were just always together, and we always wish we lived together. We almost lived together last year, but, like, didn't work out. Basically, like, really last minute, I was like, wait, I actually don't want to live alone. But then she had basically already signed her lease with our friend Emmy, and then us three tried to get an apartment together. I kind of forgot we did that.
It was a big thing.
But it wasn't, like, a big deal. I just think we both have similar mannerisms, and, like, we just, we complement each other very well in certain aspects, so it, like, works.
And we both know when to, like, leave the other alone if the need be.
Silent friendship time.
So we call it silent friendship time. If you could just tell the other person is, like, please stop talking to me, like, I just want to...
Yeah, there's just times. And then we just make jokes about it. Or, like, we'll just, like, be stupid. Or we'll just FaceTime each other from the other room and, like, check in. Or
we literally FaceTimed each other last night. Both from our beds. Both in the same apartment.
Yeah, no, it's nice. It's just nice. It just works. And I'm thankful it works. Because sometimes it doesn't work for people. So, go dogs.
Go freaking dogs.
Napa Know-How. Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping on over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Big Mac, Chicken McNuggets, no, Big Mac and Quarter Pounder with Cheese, or Filet-O-Fish. You'd be doing the same thing if you were at McDonald's, because you can choose not just one, but two of your favorites for just $6. Tasty Big Mac, crispy 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, juicy Quarter Pounder with Cheese, or savory Filet-O-Fish. Enjoy two of your all-time favorites for just $6, if you can decide on the two. Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal, single item at regular price.
So why aren't we more open about periods? I mean, seriously, 50% of the world's population has a period. So how come we still aren't, like, super comfortable talking about them? I wanted to talk to you guys today about Thinx. Thinx is period-proof underwear that absorbs your flow up to 4 tampons worth. This is incredible, you guys. It can actually back up or even replace your tampons, pads, cups, whatever you're using. And they actually look and feel good, just like a normal pair of everyday underwear would. They're not, like, super thick or anything. I was actually super shocked when I was, you know, I was like, this period-proof underwear is probably going to be pretty dense. But no, it's just, like, a little bit thicker than, like, your everyday underwear. And they actually have a bunch of different really cool cuts of these. Some that are high, some that are low. So you can get stuff that looks just like, you know, what you wear every day, or you can get something that might be a little different. Change it up. They're actually washable and reusable, so you can feel good about switching to a more sustainable period too. Thinx is on a mission to empower everybody with innovative solutions and social change, because every purchase gives back to their Give Rise program, where they're fighting for better access to puberty education, menstrual equality. I absolutely love that. This is just great. I've really enjoyed them. I feel like, you know, that time of the month is already a struggle enough, so that is why I would recommend hopping on board with these. Leaks are something you don't want to experience for sure, so you might as well just have an extra little backup layer. No big deal. Boom, done. Taken care of. I like the sport brief kind. Those are definitely my fave. So if you guys are interested and you want to learn more about Thinx underwear that absorbs your period, visit periodbetter.com and use our special code GALSONTHEGO to get $10 off your first pair. Once again, visit periodbetter.com and use our special code GALSONTHEGO to get $10 off your first pair of Thinx underwear. You guys, cannot recommend these enough.
Okay, guys, this question is, like, kind of really freaking sad. And I kind of might cry right now. Oh, but I won't. It says, have you ever... Delaney won't cry. She doesn't cry, really. Actually, you kind of do. You definitely cry. She cried in Dancing with the Stars. Anyways, have you ever thought about life after college and if you guys will live close to each other?
Oh my god, wait. Actually, last week I said something like, dude, we only have like a year and a half together. Yeah. Like, what are we actually going to do?
I don't know, truthfully. Like, this really summer, I'm pretty sure Delaney's like... you're studying abroad for like 2 months,
I'm studying abroad,
right?
This summer, hopefully.
Wait, is it 2 months or one?
It's 1 month.
Oh.
But it's like being right dramatic. Smack dab in the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
And it's very inconvenient.
Yeah, for our friendship. We managed to see each other a lot this summer. But I did think about that. I was like, holy crap. Like, I mean, we both have very similar interests. Mm-hmm. But she's definitely more West Coast vibes. I'm more like North. We're not, but you're North. You like LA better. She can do either.
As far as living, Danielle wants to go to New York, and I'd love to, but I don't think it's my vibe after college.
Yeah, I'm really curious. I truthfully, like, and I've said this recently, like, I say I want to go to New York, I don't know. Like, I love all of East Coast, though, mm-hmm. as a whole. But I'm just not worried about us.
I'm not worried about us either.
Like, I feel like...
The question doesn't make me sad, because I know.
No. Yeah.
We'll make it work.
Yeah, like, I don't really think about it, like, at all.
No.
And then I just saw it and it made me sad for a second, but after talking about it, I feel better.
Yeah, I mean, we do it in the summer. At the end of, like, the school year, we always get really depressed, like, oh my god,
freshman year.
2 months before we die. Guys, after freshman year, did we tell the story? I feel like we probably have some.
Yeah, we did. We just cried.
We just
really
cried
hard.
A lot outside of the dorms, and it was really embarrassing, but you know what?
But the good thing is, like, with a friendship versus, let's say, a relationship, like, we don't touch each other ever. Delaney never hugs me.
I don't... Okay,
so it's not to be weird, but, like, it's not, like, a physical thing. Like, we can still FaceTime each other all the time. And, like, I just need Delaney to make me laugh. So if it's from Atlanta to Tampa, like, let it be.
Yeah. So, we text constantly. It's actually
constantly.
Absurd.
It's just, there's always something to chat about.
Always something to chat. Not worried. You'll see me around for a while.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not worried. So, yeah. Any roommate fights?
No. I mean, honestly, no.
Honestly, no. There's never been a fight. I remember, like, the first few weeks living together, I was like, Delaney, are you mad at me? Like, I feel... Because I remember the first, like, few weeks of... For some reason, the first few weeks of school were so crazy for me, and I felt like I was never home. And I thought Delaney was really mad at me. She
was
like, dude...
I don't give...
A flying...
Playing. Yeah.
But that wasn't even a fight. That was just...
It wasn't a fight. It was just me reassuring Danielle that... I'm not mad at her.
I'm a big validation person.
She's always like, are you okay? Like, you look sad. Like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I'm literally fine.
How tall is Delaney?
5'10" and a half.
We should probably just answer this question. Someone said, not that we really have a set plan for this, but how do you split chores?
This makes me laugh because we do not do chores. Okay, we do chores. Like,
dishes. That's
like
it.
Like, dishes. That's really it. Once in a while, I'll get crazy and, like, vacuum, but...
See, I feel like you... I mean, if I'm being honest, Delaney probably does more than me. I just feel like she has a... No, like, dead ass. Like, she...
But it's not because, like, I'm like, oh, Danielle's not doing it, so I have to do it. It's because I'm, like, bored, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that would be so fun to vacuum right now.
No, I'll get home, and she's, like, done all this. I'm like, frick, like, I'm sorry.
She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, seriously, it's fine. I really wanted to.
I'd say, but, like, in all honesty, she probably does a little bit more than me.
I don't have chores, though.
Our apartment stays very, very clean, and living with Delaney has made me cleaner in the sense that, like, last year I used to always just keep so much in my hallway and never take trash out, and she inspires me to take trash out.
Yeah. I'm not, like, a neat freak, but I do like things to be in their place. I don't like clutter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Like, I don't like a lot of things on the counter or, like, things just sitting on the floor. I don't know.
No, and that is something that I wasn't really good at. Like, if I lived here, like, last year, oh my god, my my island was full of just crap. And, like, it was just, that's just how it was. But someone else said, how do y'all handle, like, a cleaning issue? Like, if someone doesn't pick up after themselves, it's really not
an
issue.
It's not an issue, really.
If anything,
we're
like,
both, like, looking around the house.
I know, like,
is anything out of place?
Like, really not. Like, the living room and kitchen is very simple and clean. And my room, it has its own, like, wing. Like, I'm away from her.
Okay, yeah. So she doesn't... room is a different story.
My room, like, thank God she can't, like, do anything with that. So it's really like every now and then, like I probably leave too much in the hallway. Like I get lazy to take boxes out,
I mean,
and then
I do that too.
So
you know
what I mean? So we're good.
Yeah,
we're in good. Theory. We are good.
We stay clean.
Stay clean, BB. A lot of people are asking how you started modeling. If you guys didn't know, Delaney's a model. I think I already said that.
Yeah, so I started when I was a sophomore in high school. I was friends with a girl who was signed with this agency in Atlanta. And she basically reached out to her agent and said, "Hey, I know this girl, Delaney. I think she'd be really good, blah, blah, blah. You want to meet with her?" And the agent was like, "Yeah, sure." So she reached out to me and said, "Hey, you want to come in and I'll meet you and take some photos and see what you want to do." And that's what I did. And
ooh, I shouldn't know this, really.
Yeah, that's the tea. really not. That's how I got started. But yeah, I've been doing it for like 4 or 5 years. Just like little jobs here and there in Atlanta, because obviously I'm in school, I can't like travel a lot for it, but yeah.
I know, I that's what it. Hurts it's so fun. Me for you is
I know
she's had to say no to certain things because of school and it just sucks.
I mean, I love modeling and I do want to pursue after college, but obviously that's my priority right now is school.
That's, I think, like one thing we also got along with is like obviously at first freshman year we were both like, oh, like mm-hmm. we just want to be doing what we love, yeah, but we right. both have similar mindsets where we want to live a normal life. We both have these side hustles that we like both have a passion
really
and it's good because
so
they're yeah. not they're kind of similar but we're not really similar,
not really,
they're very different right. so we can both bond and like we help each other, like I'll help take digitals for her mm-hmm. and she's awesome and will take photos for me for brand deals or whatever it may be, and we both like understand that there's life outside of school
right.
but then we both want to enjoy school
right. And we're both looking forward to, like, after college.
Yes.
What that yes. entails for us.
I think we're both just very mature, and so it, like, really is good for us. I'm just curious about this one. What's something about Danielle only her roommate would know? And don't say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
because I would be exposed
okay,
forever.
Something that no one else knows?
There might not be anything. I'm pretty open
know.
Book.
Yeah, you're pretty open.
Like
Danielle's
something
like
a
really
quirk.
Okay, Danielle's really funny and I feel like she doesn't show that a lot. I feel like you don't show it in your videos at all.
That's so sweet. I filmed a video the other day, like random things I purchased lately, and I tried to be myself.
Cause in your videos you're very which is fine. You're just very like, okay, here's what I'm doing, like blah
yeah.
blah blah. But she is so freaking funny.
Wow.
And makes me laugh
more.
A lot. And she'll say these things. We have these, like, phrases that she'll say over. It's just so funny.
But I wonder if it's just a you and me thing.
Okay, it might be.
Some of the things is, I just think some things I want to say on camera are just stupid.
I mean, right. Obviously, like, you're more comfortable, like, saying off camera, but it's just so funny.
But you're right. No, I think
well, obviously, and it's because, like, when you say it to me, there's, like, a one-on-one person reaction, whereas, like, if
yeah.
you're talking to a camera, there's no one to, like, bounce back off
yeah,
of.
Most stuff I say, it's, like, usually in that voice, and then
I and then I just, I'm, like, gonna keep going and
yeah,
going.
You're right. No, but I said this in my video, or something, like, when it's just us, or, like, us and our friends just, like, sitting, saying random things, like, I'll just say really random stuff that I don't say in my videos, and it's not because I don't want to, it's just, like, it's not the same, like, it's what you said, it's, like,
right.
we're not having a conversation.
And it's not that she's not the same, like, in her videos as real life. It's just, I don't know. You know
no,
I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I didn't know you thought I was funny.
You're so funny, darling.
So, hopefully I can infuse more of that. Everyone wants to know if we fight. Like, I really can't stress enough how weak we literally haven't fought. Like, straight up. I think I'm teaching you, maybe, I don't know. I'm very, like, I don't like to beat around the bush. Like, I'm very, like...
Oh, Danielle's very, like, dude, if you have a problem with me, like, tell me. And I'm like, I really don't.
I always think she's mad at me. But, so I think that's helped, though, maybe, because, like... Well, because, like, I feel like sometimes you're like, oh, like, I don't want to cause a problem. Like, when we're talking about other situations. So I'm like, frick,
yeah.
like, does she not try to cause a problem with me? So then, like, I... But I think we're both very, like, upfront. We'll be like, okay, like, this can't. Like,
yeah,
we're at
like,
that
dude,
point.
Please stop.
Literally. Yeah, like, shut up. I just want to be alone. Yeah. Ooh, what's one thing you didn't know about each other before moving in together?
Ooh, what did I not... I really don't know. These questions are hard because we really...
Oh, I have mine. I have mine. It's not a roast.
It's not a roast.
It's not meant to be a roast.
Okay, you say it first so I can think of something.
Obviously I've known Delaney for sort of 3rd year knowing each other. And I knew she was like a movie TV junkie, but I didn't really know that you literally love movies and TV.
Okay.
Not in a bad way, but like...
I'm freaking obsessed with it. I spend most of my time... If I'm not doing schoolwork or something productive, I'm sitting in front of the TV watching things. And half of the reason is because I'm very lazy, but also half of the reason is because I genuinely love, like...
No, you're very involved in it. Yes.
Like, I don't know. If you've seen Danielle's videos, you might see, like, the movie posters above my bed. And that's, like, very true to, like, a part of me, I feel like.
No, yeah. And that... And it's not a bad thing. You're, like... So, your job is modeling. So, when... You don't do anything for modeling when you're at home. There's
Right. There's nothing I could be doing.
Right. So, like, you literally... That's one thing I'm jealous of, Delaney. Like, she goes to school, she comes back, and she can just be mindless. And so... And for me, like, I go to school and then I have to come back and do stuff. So it's so funny, though. I remember the first week, so I was like, God, she's on, like, she's just watching
she
TV.
She has so much free time.
And I just didn't realize how much free time you had.
I was like, I genuinely don't have anything to do.
No, and it's...
And yes, I could, like, get a hobby, but my hobby is...
No, and that's the thing, like, you're just genuinely passionate. It's not, you're not a lazy person. Like, you're, like, Delaney's, like, her... Actually, that's not true. I was gonna say your alarm goes off, you get up, but, like...
That's so not true.
You're a snoozer. But, like, she always has class, like, later in the day, but she always gets up at least before 10. Like, she's a very, like, I don't know, you're very,
To paint a picture, I have class, at 1:20.
I just looked at my phone with disgust, and I got so nervous that I got a text.
I just lost the question. On Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I don't have class till 1 o'clock. Instead of sleeping until noon, because I totally could do that because I have nothing to do in the morning, I like to wake up around 9:30. Which is still late for some people, but drink my coffee, sit in front of the TV, have me time. Like, my idea of me time is watching TV, watching movies, watching new things. Whereas I know Danielle's, like, me time is, like, doing YouTube stuff.
And that's what I didn't know before living with you.
Right. Okay. I don't really... Something for you. Something related to movies. Do you know what I'm gonna say?
Maybe.
Okay. I don't want to say... This is gonna sound so off-putting. Not to say Danielle has bad taste in movies.
We have different tastes.
Danielle, she's like, let's put on a movie. I'm like, oh yes, let's watch like an Oscar
she's
winner.
She's like, let's watch Dirty Dancing.
Let's watch like a good 80s movie, a good classic. And she's like, can we watch The Kissing Booth? Can we watch To All the Boys I Loved Before?
This is so true.
And I'm like, you think these are good movies? And I really didn't know that about her till this year.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Okay, the first time I was like, let's like start a TV series together.
Oh my god, this has been not a fight, but this is definitely
and
a conflict.
And you're like, oh my god, let's watch like Gossip Girl or something like that. And I'm like, please no, let's watch something intellectual and educational.
She's making me sit through the O.J. Simpson, and I'm like, so
she is really not having a
it's
like, good
it's
time
good. It's
it.
The only one so far that I've liked that we've tried.
Okay.
But, like, guys, we started that in August.
We started
like,
it during Rush Week. And we're on episode 4.
I'm also, like, we'll sit down and watch an episode. I'm like, okay, one episode. Like, I'm done. And she's like, okay.
Or I'll be like, let's go watch OJ. And she's like, I'm just not in the mood. Like not, it's not my vibe right now.
Yeah,
and
oh
I'm
my like, god, I do that a lot.
It's not my vibe right now. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, just sit and watch it with me.
No, but if I'm in a laughy mood, why would I want to watch OJ Simpson?
Also, to mention, I've seen this series 2 times already, so I'm genuinely just watching it again so no. Danielle can enjoy it with her.
No, that's the thing, like Delaney will watch, she'll listen to a podcast episode she's already listened to. I would never.
Oh my god, I love re-watching stuff, watching Friends for the 50th time, watching The Office for the 50th time.
I do that with Gossip Girl.
I just couldn't.
Do you get to see each other a lot, or do you have very different schedules? We actually have pretty different schedules. It's kind of sad, boy.
I mean, we do, but like,
we still see each other so much.
We still see each other a lot.
But last year, we had a class together, and we had pretty similar schedules or something, I feel like.
We'd always meet. Even, no, okay, now we have different schedules, but we always meet the patient. Guys, Danielle just gave me the weirdest look
ever. I just don't, like, it's sad. Like, I feel like...
She gave me, like, a puppy dog sad face, but also, like, what are you talking about? No, I mean, we are always on campus at the same times. After... Our Tuesday, Thursday class, we always go to Tate together.
Right.
I mean, we see each other every morning.
You're right.
Before class, we make plans to meet each other on campus, and yeah, we always text
you're
each other.
So right. Okay. We drive to spin together.
We drive.
You're so right.
We're together a lot.
You're right. It was just, I feel like, I really feel like the first month or two, it was so, like, busy with just life, and I was trying to balance, like, having a boyfriend and a best friend, and I'm still trying to figure it all out, and so, like, it stressed me out a lot, and, like, I felt bad, but I think we're in counseling.
Couples therapy.
Couples therapy, but Mondays are hard for me, because I have class till 12:05 and then I'm done, and Delaney has
class directly after that.
Until, like, what, 4 or something?
Until 4, and then we got a chapter together, though. We're together a lot.
Yes, you're right.
Although we wish we could be together more.
Although we wish. Everyone just wants to know if we fight, and I'm, like, kind of annoyed, because we just don't, and, like, I wish we had tea to give
you. I'm sorry, we don't have tea.
Oh, Delaney's favorite place to study. Not mine.
Well, when I do study, Oh, gosh.
Come on, it's right here.
I love to sit on the couch.
Oh, wait, no, you have a new place in MLC.
Okay, yeah, the MLC, which is, like, next to our student center. It's, like, this big business building. They have a Jittery Joe's there, which is, like, a coffee place. And they have... I love to study in, like, a dark, well-lit... Okay, that makes sense.
Dark, well-lit. That was very controversial.
Okay, dark, but, like, with mood lighting. You know what I mean? I like to be cozy when I study.
Cozy.
And, like... A lot of places are just very harsh light. That makes absolutely no sense, but do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Like, cozy.
Like, if I'm studying, I want to be, like, in my bed, snuggled up with blankets, or I want to be in a dark room with, like, again, blankets all over me, but...
Yeah.
I can't just sit in, like, the student center and work, really. It's not a good vibe for me.
No, I get that.
I think because, like, I like to be in my own little world... And I can't have things around me distracting me.
See, I'm completely opposite.
Yeah, you're opposite. You like to be in, like, a busy...
I want to be in the hustle, but I have headphones on. But Delaney, like, needs to...
I need to not think about anything.
Which would make
sense. We have a friend, Emmy. She, like, always does homework and studies with a TV show on in the background or, like, loud music. And that is so not what I can do. I cannot focus.
Yeah, that I can't do. But everyone's different. Everyone's got their own thing. Favorite meal to cook together?
Ooh, we kind of have a few.
Actually, recently, we've adopted broccoli and beef.
Recently, the stir fry is getting us cooking.
Getting us cooking. We have a routine. I have a video going up soon. I don't know if it'll be up yet by the time this episode's up, but we cook this broccoli beef stir fry, and, like, we never set... This is just how Delaney and I work. We never, like, discuss how something's good. We just, like, do it. Like, she takes over the meat, I do the broccoli and the rice, and it's just so delicious.
We have a little system. We have a system.
Yeah, we have a system working, and we always play jazz music. It's fun. Like, whenever we plan to make meals together, I really enjoy those nights. Like, we did a cheese board. We're going to do another cheese board soon. Like,
we love cheese boards.
Yeah, or charcuterie. God.
And charcuterie. My mom corrected me on that. We sent my mom a photo of our charcuterie board, but we said cheese board, and she said, actually, no.
Yeah, and then we also just love a good pasta.
Pasta with meatballs.
Yeah, we make it good. We add basil, we do turkey meatballs with bonza, chickpea pasta, and red sauce. I feel like there's one more. Or we, like, honestly, we love HelloFresh together.
I like to roast, like, veggies and things.
Oh, yeah.
Like my sweet potato fries. You love my sweet potato fries.
I love your sweet potato fries.
Unless you're lying to me.
No, they're really good with ketchup. Like, so here for that. I feel like there's, like, one more meal that we do. We both... One thing I love is Delaney's a big coffee girl in the morning. Like, we both just, like, love to sit and drink coffee. And we both play this, like, coffee house playlist that Delaney made.
Oh, my gosh. Please go follow my coffee house playlist. It's fire on Spotify.
You guys have very similar questions. Who's the messiest? I mean, out of the two of us, it's probably me. Like, I feel like I'm a pretty clean person, but, like, I just have more stuff. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Delaney, when we first moved in, she was stressed because she didn't have enough stuff in her room. And I was like, you can have some of my stuff.
I'm very... I'm one of those who likes to purge a lot. And so, if I have clothes I haven't worn in, like, a while, I toss them. Like, I don't like to keep things around, so I'm constantly throwing, like, old stuff. Not throwing away, but you know what I mean? Like, giving stuff away. So I just don't have a lot of things, like... going from living in the sorority house to having my own bedroom is a big thing. And so at the beginning of the year, I was like, Danielle, please, I need decor. I have nothing in my room.
I can't even tell you guys how funny. I could not stop laughing. She Danielle's called me in her room.
Like, I need three more closets. And I'm like, I can't even fill my closet with clothes.
Delaney leaves her closet doors open to make her room look more full. I can't make this up. Whereas I'm like stuffing my closet so it shuts.
My under my open. Bed, I have one set of like drawers.
Maybe? And a vacuum.
And a our dual vacuum.
Our vacuum. Like, my God, I'm about to start putting my sweaters under your bed. Like, here I come.
I told you you could put your stuff under my bed.
No, that would start a very bad habit. So, I thought about it. I thought about asking you, and I was like, oh my God, no, I'll just...
Absolutely not.
It would be so bad. Okay, I love this question. Are you guys going to decorate for Christmas?
Okay, here's
another... Here's something we fight about. Seasons.
Okay.
Holidays.
Fight about, LOL.
Well,
okay,
you know.
Danielle is a very festive human, as am I.
Yes.
But, what is today? November 4th? Danielle said, let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's do all the Christmas things. Let's do the Christmas music. And I said, absolutely not. I don't know.
It's not letting me.
Were your parents like that? Like, Christmas
no.
early?
No.
Because
I've
my
always
mom,
been after Thanksgiving.
My mom would, like... so against Christmas before Thanksgiving. She's like, we're doing Thanksgiving, we're it's fall until then the yeah. day after we could do whatever.
No, and here's the thing, same. Literally until I came to college, it was always before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving, sorry, never after Halloween, because I was living in Florida. Like,
yeah,
there was no sense of decorating for Christmas in yeah. Florida. However, here I actually didn't do this freshman year, but last year I decorated like a week or two before Thanksgiving break.
I mean, I get that.
Because
explain
then
your reasoning, yeah.
Because then you go home for Thanksgiving. You come back this year. I think we literally come back for a week and a half, and we have exams, and we go back. So if we want to decorate this apartment, not our... Like, we go home and we decorate with our families.
Right.
We want to decorate our apartment. Like, it's so... To me, it's pointless to do it for, like, a week. It would literally be a week.
Yeah. I just... Before Thanksgiving, I cannot get in the Christmas spirit.
No, and I'm agree.
Still like fall on my mind. Turkey, here we come.
Oh, turkey, let's go. I know, like, I don't see a Christmas tree in our room right now. Like, I don't think that should be it.
We still have our orange lights up.
You're right. I don't know. I just would like to slowly infuse.
Danielle said yesterday, should I start my Christmas jazz playlist? And I said, no.
I know.
You can start making it, but let's not play it yet.
I'll probably wait another week, but then it's happening. For me, personally. I mean, I think we should definitely start getting the Yule log going shortly.
Okay, the Yule log, I can get behind.
Yeah. Oh, and like, I don't know if you guys remember from the vlogs, but she wouldn't let me burn a fall candle until October 1st.
Okay. That was wrong, I agree. But
it was still hot out, it's fair, but now it's like cold and
it was 90 degrees and she's like fall and I'm like, oh, I can't get in the mood yet.
Okay, you might not have an answer for this, and that's okay.
Okay.
What does Delaney want to do after college?
Ooh. Well, to be completely honest, I have no clue. I really would love to pursue modeling after college. I don't know. I mean, hopefully that'll work out. I think it's a great opportunity, and I'd love to do it, and I'm passionate about it. But if not, I'm getting a degree in advertising, and I'm very passionate about that, and I would love to do that, working on an internship this summer in advertising. So, yeah, I have a lot of ideas.
I think you're going to be okay. Do y'all have any weekly traditions?
I mean, well, Sunday nights we meal prep. As far as what we're going to make that week.
Yes. Monday nights after chapter, we go to Trader Joe's / Kroger. These are all related to food.
I know.
We also... I had one in my
weekly
head.
Weekly traditions. I feel like spin is like kind
that's
of weekly
what
tradition.
Yes. We always like on
we
Sundays...
We both go to Pervella. We both book... On Sundays, we sit down and plan our spin classes for that week. So we go at the same time.
Yes. Because it like motivates each other.
We really don't have traditions.
No, we just, like, do random things. Yeah, no. Sorry. I was trying to... I didn't
we
know.
We really don't.
We go to the mailroom
we
together.
We mix it up. We like to stay on our toes.
Like, every now and then, if I'm feeling crazy, I'm like, Delaney, let's watch a movie. And then we'll go to, like, CVS
and
get candy.
And I get so excited that she wants to watch a movie with me.
It is the cutest thing. When I'm, like, in the mood to, like, just do nothing and watch a movie, I'll look at Delaney and she goes, wait, really? You want to watch a movie?
I get so excited.
She gets right on the couch, gets that TV going. It's so sweet.
Because otherwise, Danielle's like, okay, I'm going to go do work now. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go sit in my bed and watch TV. It's so sad.
I love when we do it together. Yes. we're out here. Junior year has been fun. I personally like junior year a lot, just because we have our set friend group. We live together. We, know what we want with our lives.
Favorite memory together?
I saw that, and I just couldn't think of, one specific one. I mean, we could do a highlight reel and, talk about everything. I mean, going to Mexico together for the Revolve trip.
Oh, my gosh, so fun.
The bug in the ear, the trip to the crazy hospital.
Yeah, I never got to speak on that because...
Oh, my God, this is so true. I've only told it about...
Yeah, Danielle knows I still get very triggered, and I know I sound so dramatic, but if you guys have ever had a bug fly into your ear canal, you know the pain. Not just emotional trauma, but physical pain of that, so...
Yeah, that was definitely... And last September... We went to New York together.
Oh my gosh, and so many New York stories.
So it was so rainy and so cold, and we were so excited, and we had so much fun.
Can we talk about the dry bar and helicopter experience? Okay, so before our trip to New York, me and Danielle said, we are going to go to Dry Bar. Love Dry Bar.
Love Dry Bar, big fan.
But we failed to realize that we'd also planned a helicopter ride. For that
Wait,
evening.
Doors off.
Yeah, doors off helicopter ride. So, you know, we got our cute blowouts. I had my hair curled. It was looking all nice and pretty. And then just got very ruined real fast.
It was so funny. And then we got to the helicopter place. It's raining. And we're like, why on earth would we get blowouts to go on a helicopter?
I had to put my hair in a bun. It was not cute at all.
That was just so bad. I mean, yeah, that was that. It's been really fun because, Delaney has got to meet a ton of my friends from, YouTube and stuff and, Worlds Collide. Oh, and,
love it.
She's such good friends with, Taylor King now. They'll just FaceTime each other.
Coachella buddies.
Coachella yes. buddies. And I think we're going to Coachella again this year together.
Woo!
And I don't know. We just have the best laughs.
The best laughs. If I need anyone to make me laugh, I call Danielle and vice versa. What? If I'm feeling sad, beep, beep, here I come.
No, there's this really funny meme, guys, where it's me sad, my best friend rolling up, beep, beep, sad, beep, here I come.
It's just so accurate.
No, literally, over the summer, if I'm not, with Delaney physically, I'll just, FaceTime her and I'll be like, I'm in the worst mood. And I just make her make me laugh. And, it's not hard. We'll just complain and then we, make fun of... What we do is we make fun of each other for complaining and then we're like, wait, that was so stupid.
I know. I'll say the smallest inconvenience that happened that ruined my whole day and Danielle's like, are you seriously still mad about that? And I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right. That was really stupid.
Yeah, one thing I learned about Delaney, she's not a weather girl. If it's too hot or too cold, forget about it.
There is no in-between with me. I'm either boiling hot or freezing cold. I don't know what's wrong with my... body temperature, but yeah. To sum up, Danielle's my best friend, and I love her so much.
Oh my god, stop. I'm gonna cry.
Oh,
that was so sweet.
You are my other half.
Oh my god, here we go. Guys, she doesn't do this.
I don't do this often, but can't believe I lasted, 17, 18 years without you.
Oh.
And
I'm so happy,
actually.
I'm so happy we found each other.
Guys, go hug your best friend, because...
Because Delaney won't hug me.
we're actually holding hands right now.
This is very rare. Holy crap. I don't even know what you feel like. That's crazy. This was such a good episode. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
It was so much fun. We were, talking about it all day, so excited about it. We were in such a funny mood driving back from Chapel. We're like, we have to stay in this. We have to stay in this mood.
Hopefully we entertained you guys.
Yeah, I hope this you guys didn't feel like you were left out.
I feel like you and me were just talking to each other the whole time, not keeping in mind anyone else.
I know, sorry gals. But hopefully this gave you a laugh and gave you we're just out here trying to be some real gals, you know?
Real ones.
So yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thanks, Brooke, for letting us do this. Love you lots, Brooke. Hopefully we can do one with Brooke in the future, us three. That would be...
Oh my gosh.
I can't even imagine.
We wouldn't get anything done.
No. We would all be, butting in each other's conversations.
Oh my gosh, that would be such a mess.
Yeah, that would be such a mess. But, thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Check out our merch, shop.podcast1.com/gals. Subscribe to this podcast if you're not already. We now post 2 episodes a week. Mondays, The Happening, it's a 30-minute episode talking about pop culture and just random things. And Wednesdays are these episodes where we do the full in-depth situation. So, any last words, Delaney?
I think the last time I asked you to do this, you said something really weird.
I said, like, make it a great day or not.
Oh, yeah.
The choice is yours.
Yeah,
that's which is so true.
It's true.
Make it a great... What is this, Wednesday? Make it a great Wednesday.
Yep. We'll see you guys later. Thanks for listening.
Of course.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, it's Danielle here. I am so excited to be welcoming Hotboxing with Mike Tyson to the Podcast One family. Listen as Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet, pours his soul into conversations with fascinating minds, celebrities, and athletes, along with his cosmic millennial sidekick and former NFLer, Eben Britton. Kid Dynamite dives deep into the issues impacting us all today. This podcast will change the way you see the world. So don't miss the Hotboxing with Mike Tyson every week on Apple Podcast and Podcast One.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
Participating stores. Standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Big Mac, Chicken McNuggets, no, Big Mac and Quarter Pounder with cheese.
Or Filet-O-Fish.
You'd be doing the same thing if you were at McDonald's because you can choose not just one, but two of your favorites for just $6. Tasty Big Mac, crispy 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, juicy Quarter Pounder with cheese, or savory Filet-O-Fish. Enjoy two of your all-time favorites for just $6, if you can decide on the two. Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal, single item at regular price.